Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You can watch NHL Network's EJ Raddick, NHL Now, weekdays 4 p.m. It's that time of the year, Chris. The NHL Network is something. It's just on perpetually right there on the TV in my kitchen.
And it's the time of year where you want to kind of start to get a primer on what's going on around the rest of the league, as well as what the league thinks of what's happening here in Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. We welcome EJ in right now. EJ, welcome to Pittsburgh. Good morning to you. How's everything?
Good morning, guys. Everything is good. I was at the Devils-Capitals game last night, so a little bit of a one-sided affair on that one. Devils are missing some key players, including Jack Hughes, and the Capitals are, like the Penguins, are off to a good start. So, good to get out to the rinks and see some of these teams early in the season and see how they look.
For sure. And you talk about missing key players. We know all about that right now in Pittsburgh. That's for sure. And a couple more on the COVID list. Jeff Carter and Tristan Jarry on that COVID list. Now, let's dial down and nail down on Jarry real quick before we get into some other issues. Does the league feel, people around the league, did they feel as if Tristan Jarry can lead them to something special, or at least through a playoff run? Or is it really in the, he's got to wash off that bad taste from last year and nobody believes in him yet?
Well, I'm only going to speak for me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's hard to talk for everybody. But I'm of the latter. I think he's got to wash off the bad taste from last year, because there's really no track record, right, for Tristan Jarry in big moments. He's played well in the regular season at times. He was in the All-Star game a couple of years ago. Obviously, we're in an unprecedented situation here where, we've had a worldwide pandemic, which has changed the dynamic of the season. That we've had a pause, and then we had a shortened season where teams played within their division. But certainly watching him last year against the Islanders, I would say that, really the Penguins could have easily won that series if it hadn't been for just getting the bad goaltending, quite frankly. So I think that that's something that I'm sure he's aware of. I'm sure the team is aware of. And the good news is he's gotten off to a good start this year, albeit now that he's got to deal with being on the COVID list. And hopefully, these guys on the Penguins and on all the teams around the league that have been dealing with this early in the year, hopefully they're all going to be fine. But for me, I think that is the case. And the only way you do that is you play well during the season, you get to the playoffs again, and then you play well in the postseason, and you start to build that reputation as somebody that can win in the big moments.
EJ, I asked Brian Burke a couple weeks ago if they ever really had any substantive conversations about Marc-Andre Fleury this past offseason, and he basically said, no, that was never really going to go anywhere because of our cap situation especially. Is it going to take time for the league as a whole? I know it's taking time for us here in Pittsburgh to adjust to a Penguins GM in Ron Hextall who doesn't move heaven and earth when he has a player that he likes and he wants to bring into the fold. Jim Rutherford would do, and he didn't care about a cap. A cap was highly malleable to Jim Rutherford. To Ron Hextall, it's a restriction within which you have to work. You have to color inside the lines, whereas Jim Rutherford would have just ripped up the page and colored right there on the desk.
Yeah, well, I Jim definitely was someone that tried to make things happen, in the immediate. Now, again, he was dealing with a team that he felt had won a couple of Stanley Cups. He felt it was close, and, he made some moves in his entire tenure. Some of them worked out really well and helped them to go and win back-to-back Stanley Cups. Other moves didn't go so well and put them kind of behind the eight ball, and he had to kind of work around those. So I think with Ron being there now, there are limitations to what you can do, and he's not perhaps willing to do some of the things that Jim did to kind of move the team forward. So everybody has their own way of doing things, but for sure, for right now, the Penguins have gotten off to a good start. Hopefully they can get everybody healthy at some point. As you guys well know, they've got some contract situations that are pretty significant that they've got to figure out moving forward with guys like Malkin and Letang. So there's a lot of, you know, maybe Ron is looking at it and being uncertain of where he's going to end up on those particular guys as the season moves forward, wants to have some sort of flexibility and doesn't want to put himself in a tough spot. But, you know, I think that they would have loved to try to make a move to add to the goaltending if they could have, but the players that they were looking at probably just weren't available to them because of the cap, or the other people that might have been available weren't as appealing. So they moved forward with Jari and DeSmith, and, you know, so far so good, but we got a ways to go, obviously.
Okay, when Danton Heinen wins the Hart, will you be surprised? but is that one of those guys, though?
No, I had him for the Hart.
Yeah.
Is that one of those guys, different scene, different situation, in that maybe he could thrive in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I mean, Danton has kicked around a little bit, and, you know, he's, you know, sometimes players get to a stage where they look in the mirror and they say, okay, listen, do I want to, you know, what do I have to do to be better? What do I have to do to kind of build a home for myself in one spot for a while? And, you know, he kind of fits in. He's a good skater. He kind of fits into what the Penguins are all about and what they want to do. And he's getting opportunity right now, and he's taking advantage of it. So, you know, that's the good news. So, yeah, I think that the kind of player is, because of the fact he's a good skater, you know, and he's had some experience now. I mean, he was someone that kind of grew up in that Boston group there, where obviously that's a winning organization. He ended up out west, didn't work out as well, comes back, and, you know, now he's in Pittsburgh. It's a different opportunity, but I think he's someone that kind of fits who the Penguins are. So I'm surprised that he started off as well as he has, but I'm not surprised that he's doing well, because he is kind of a fit for who they are.
EJ, how do they approach Evgeny Malkin and Chris Letang playing into the final year of their deals this season? When do they look at what they have in those guys and say, hey, we want to sit down with their agents and start to hammer something out for beyond this year? Or maybe decide perhaps to pull back and say, in either case, Malkin or Letang, and say, well, sorry, we've loved having you here and you've been a part of the core, but we have to start to turn the page eventually.
Yeah, it's a very it's a unique situation. It's a difficult situation for teams when they have to start trying to figure out what to do with players who have been such, you know, franchise icons and helped you win you know, multiple Stanley Cups and have been such a big part of things, to figure out, okay, can we move forward with these guys now as they get into their mid to late 30s? Or do we have to turn the page? And, you know, do we move them? If we move them, what can we get in return? And I would tell you that, this, you know, because of the cap implications and the salaries, that, you know, even then you're not getting maybe what you would hope for in return. So I think that's going to be some tricky waters to navigate. I think Letang is someone that's probably a little easier to get a handle on, because he's healthy right now, and, you know, he's been a pretty good player for the – I think both guys have been great players. But he's been a really helpful player over the last, you know, 18 months. I mean, as you look – you got to look at the window of now. You can't think about, oh, well, you know, Gino was doing this in 2012. We got to look at where these guys are now, where they are health-wise. So I think they've got some, you know, obviously a very difficult call to make here. I think it's a little clearer, as I mentioned, on Letang. Malkin, it's really probably going to have to – a lot of it is going to have to do with where he is physically. But it's a tough call, because, you know, you can get yourself behind the eight ball with contracts for older players if they're not healthy or if they're not as productive as they once were. So I think they're going to watch very, very closely. I'm sure they've had some conversations with the agents of both guys, at least about what their thinking is. But it's a tough one. I think Letang is probably somebody that I would say is more likely to be back. I think, you know, Gino is just somebody we have to wait and see where his health is and when he comes back from the injury.
EJ, we thank you so very much. Enjoy the hockey over the weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
All right, you got it, guys. Have a great one.
Absolutely.
Thank you, EJ.
You can watch NHL Network's EJ Raddick, NHL Now, weekdays at 4 p.m.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.